was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching baits, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order.
Folks, welcome back to Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'd like to take just a moment for all of us to just remember in just a moment people like Lavoie Finicum, who stood for a noble and righteous cause with his hands up in the air. He was gunned down by this federal government. Not a day passes by that I don't think about Lavoie, and I understand very much why the Bundys did what they did, the Hammonds being railroaded, private property being stolen from the American people, government agencies out of control and run amok. And if it weren't for people like Lavoie to take a stand, I dare say that I might have lost all hope. I've been in this pursuit from Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, the Bundy Ranch, Oregon. I'm kind of beat up, tired, and been there and done all of that and ready to do some more. But when I sit back here and I listen to this amazing information that's being brought forth by Ken Dost, I only wish and pray that I could have shared this information with the likes of Lavoie before we ever got to Oregon. I think that there are some real solutions here. And I think that all of you need to take a really close listen. You need to share this information. We will have a podcast at Republic Broadcasting, as well as a Spreaker broadcast podcast that is posted on ResurrectTheRepublic.com, as well as my Facebook page, Thomas Lacavera Stewart, as well as we will be sending it out by Twitter and by YouTube. It is your responsibility, if you are really in this to win this, to share this information as well. Please go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, ResurrectTheRepublic.com, and click on the PayPal button and support this broadcast, because without you, we do not exist. We have no corporate sponsors. We are days away from launching our new website, and we are going to be giving Ken a very big spot, on that website and our new launch with all of his information. Ken, I believe that Jono has been in contact with you, and we're going to be carrying all of your content in a nice, orderly, and neat fashion.
Thank you. It needs to be set up that way.
Yes, sir. And he's the perfect person to do it. He's better than I to do that. And he knows what he's doing. He writes code. He knows what he's doing. Really amazing individual, Jono Mesmer. And I recommend that you contact him again as soon as possible. Let's get this thing going. I know he was trying to reach out to you the other day. But anyway, I'm going to take a step back again and leave the floor to you and Lori. There's so much information that the people need to hear. And again, Ken, I want you to understand a lot of people are listening to you that are having a little bit of a hard time grasping the concepts here that we're talking about. So don't be afraid to re-explain and drum this into the heads of the people out here. This is important, really important that people get a grasp on this. Anyway, yes. I'm going to take a step back. Lori and Ken, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ken, because I'm just blown away, totally blown away.
Well, you know, it goes back to, yes, it is very difficult to understand, to wrap your head around. And it does. It comes to, I know some people get frustrated with this and they say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know, I'm trying the very, very best I can to present it in the most, simplest way I can. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to, it's not that people are stupid or dumb, because they're not. The point of the matter is that this is stuff that was concealed from us. This is stuff that we've never, ever been exposed to. And so it is a learning process. You have to kind of learn this. Yeah, it's almost like learning how to tie your shoes all over again, except tie them differently.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And a lot of it is a whole new language you have to learn, a whole new way of thinking, but once you see it, you get it.
Yes, once you see it, you get it. I mean, when you get it in a big way, and it'll piss you off, it'll anger you, it'll sadden you, it'll empower you though, because this is very powerful information. This is, you know, every monster, or every serpent, or every evil, anything you think of has a weak spot, a weak link. This is their weakest link, and it's a huge weak link. It's huge. And yes, you do have to look at it differently. This is something that is, you know, we're used to dealing with things in the tangible world with, you know, our front door, you know, our garage door, our house, our ceilings, our, you know, all these things are tangible, and we have to kind of depart from that and kind of think of ourselves. We're not dealing with our house. We're dealing with our land, our body. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with our estate. We're dealing with all the things that are associated with our name and what they've done to our name. And let me go back to the MERS agreement again and read another section of it for definitions and trademark. And I know that a lot of us talk about the all caps name, and we pound it into the ground about the all caps name and how it's a trademark and how the our name, our lowercase name, is a trade name. Well, trademarks. Let's read this. Trademark, defined by the MERS Nations Bank Agreement, says trademark means all right, title, or interest which the borrower may now or here first have in any and all trademarks, trade names, corporate names, company names, business names, fictitious names, trade styles, service logos, service marks, other sources of business identifiers, points and labels, and on which any of the foregoing have appeared or appear, designs and general intangibles or the like, now existing or hereafter adopted or acquired, all registrations and recordings thereof, of any and all applications in connection herewith, including without limitation, registrations, recordings, or applications in the United States Patent and Trademarks Office or in any similar office or any agency of the United States, any state thereof, or any country or political subdivision thereof, and on all reissues, extensions, and renewals thereof. What does that tell you?
Everything.
They took everything. They took everything. Political subdivision.
Well, that was always the plan, wasn't it?
Again. Huh?
That was always the plan.
That was always the plan, yes. This was very well planned. It was planned. They needed to, this goes back to Bill Clinton, when he deregulated derivatives, nobody knew that what the hell what he was really deregulating was copyrights. Because the most basic form of a derivative, the word derivative, is derived and is rooted in copyright law.
How brilliant.
So what they did was, when they did, when that deregulation came about, when all those acts came about between 1998 and 2002, when the OCC, when they dropped and deregulated everything, deregulated the entire banking industry, rolling it back to the National Banking Act of 1861, and made it impossible for, or they preempted states' consumer protection laws, and then you had the revisions to UCC 9 in 2001. This was all very well planned, and what they wanted to do was they wanted to turn Thomas Lacoviris into a thousand Thomas Lacovirises, selling all at the same time, and then spinning off of that, creating more mini-me's, mini-toms off of that, and making profits on that, and growing your estate, and putting it to your heirs and beneficiaries, and then to collect it, they had to come in, and they had to kick you out of your house and get you to abandon your property so that they could steal the millions, tens of millions, so even possibly over $100 million that's accumulated to your estate, that they've accrued to it, that they come in and they steal through the guise and the fake forgery and fakery of a foreclosure to a mortgage loan that never, ever, ever existed. Ever.
Yeah, and here's another,
let me cite a quote to you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got to find it here. Go ahead.
It sounds to me like a good solution to this would lay in the fibers of a certain cannabinoid plant. And those fibers used to make a really good, sturdy rope. And that rope used to be used on a branch of an oak tree. Frustrating as it is, I think it's time to go back to the rope.
Well, you know, what's good about all of this stuff, and I, like I said, it takes a while to understand it. It really does. You have to put, each individual person has to put that individual effort into this. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but the horse has got to want to drink. And, you know, and you've been on my page. You see all the stuff I put out there. And thankfully, yes, this website will be nice because it'll organize it, greatly organize it, so people can understand it a lot more, which is absolutely necessary. The point being is that each individual has to make the effort themselves to understand this stuff. And you're right. Once you get it, you really get it. And you get it in a big way.
Yeah.
Now this goes back to, I want to go back to talk about intellectual property. Here's a case from 1890. It's A.S. Solomons versus United States. And it says, intellectual property is the most tangible form of property. It still, in many characteristics, is closer in analogy to real than to personal estate. Unlike personal property, it cannot be lost or found. It is not liable to cause a casualty or destruction. It cannot pass by manual delivery. Like real property, it may be disposed of territorially by meets or bounds. It has its system of conveyancing by deed and registration. Estates may be created, that's an important part, estates may be created in it such as for years and in remainder. That's specific to estates. It's specific to an estate. Estates may be created in such a, I read that, and a statutory action for infringement bears a much closer relation to an action, important word here, of trespass than to an action in Trover and Replevin. It has, too, what the law of real property has, a system of user by license. This goes back to 1890. They couldn't incorporate this until 2001.
Wow.
They put this thing on speed. Now they're talking about remainders. Now, anytime you see the word remainder, you're talking about an estate. You're talking about residue of an estate. Okay?
Yeah.
And what is the estate? The estate's not our estate to our house. The estate's the estate to our heirs and beneficiaries, right?
Right.
Now, going back again to the MERS agreement, let's talk about segregation of proceeds. Okay, we're talking about that we're supposed to be a debtors, right? Well, this agreement right here clearly states that we're not debtors. It says the bank has the right at any time upon the occurrence of a default. Let me make sure I'm in the right section here. Hold on a second. The bank shall have the right at any time upon the occurrence of a default to cause to be opened and maintained at the principal office of the bank non-interest-bearing bank account, the cash collateral account, which it contains only proceeds. Any cash proceeds, as such is the term defined in another section here, received by the bank directly from account debtors obligated to make payments under receivables or other intangibles pursuant to Section 2.3 or from the borrower pursuant to Section 2.4, whether consisting of checks, notes, drafts, bills of exchange, money orders, commercial paper, or other proceeds received on account of any collateral shall be promptly deposited in a cash collateral account until so deposited shall be held in trust for the banks, for and as the bank's property, and shall not be commingled with any funds of the borrower constituting proceeds of collateral. What does that tell you? They separated the books.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
They intentionally separated the books, and they admit that there's a trust account, the inter vivos trust account. They're admitting that in this agreement. So when I say that this agreement, and I say that MERS is us, MERS is us. We're the borrower in these agreements. We've submitted ourselves to what's the word I'm looking for? Not shadow. I guess you could say shadow or cattle or commodity. That's the word I'm looking for. We submitted ourselves as the commodity, as the gambling chips for these people to grow our estate, to make massive money off our estates. How? By the trademarks. I read the definition of trademarks. How? By patents, by making us grantors to innumerable number of patented schemes to which we are the actual grantors and grantees if we stood up and said so. So this agreement, we can kill everything with this agreement, people. We can kill it
and
all with this.
And we can take it back.
And we could take it back. Why? Because it's reversion. It's a reversion. And so what we can do here, and what we're working on, getting the paperwork together for this, is like I said, we're going to rebut the Commonwealth of the State of Virginia, because we're not part of federal money, public money policy. Whoever, we never agreed to any of that. We were never given any disclosure of that. That's a presumption. And it's a presumption that was made out of fraud, out of misrepresentation.
This
but here's the thing, though. We don't want to start screaming fraud about the contract. Why? Because that Fannie and Freddie document is a concealed trust agreement. We don't want to cancel the agreement. We want to accept the agreement. We want to cancel and revoke all licenses underneath the MERS Nations Bank Agreement, to which
this
we had
program
no knowledge,
is brought-
and to which we were given no consent. And we want to accept all of the accounts as reversionary back to us, which is by operation of law under copyrights. It's simple.
I wish my father was still alive today. He would be a proud man at this moment. He really would.
You know, we fought this stuff for so many years. They've got us going in so many different directions. And we are going in a lot of directions. And a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of people doing wonderful things out there. But it's time to say, hey, you know, let's get on the same page here. Let's focus on what we're really dealing with here. And what we're really dealing with here. Now, you know, people are going to say, well, I don't have mirrors in my agreement. So what, how does that affect me? Well, my answer to that is, you know what? There's over 100 million people that are affected by mirrors. Let's take care of mirrors first, and the rest of it's going to fall in place. So people that don't have the MERS loans, it's because it's all part of this anyhow. But
yeah,
this is the crumbling chip right here. If 10,000 of us put in these rebuttals and filed these assignments, these reversionary assignments with the counties, you know what that would do? And you know what? They can't stop you. They can't stop you, because you know why? Because we don't have to go into a damn court of law to do this. It's all administrative. And if they don't let us, guess what? Then what we do is I see people saying, sue them. No, we don't sue them. We hit their bonds and liabilities, administrative claims. They can't operate without a bond. Three strikes and they're out. Right?
Right.
That's right.
Three strikes and they're out. If somebody, now I don't know if I'm absolutely right about that or not, but
Jesus Christ.
That, I've heard that. That
no, I know that to be somewhat true. I've had experience with that, and I know people that have lost it after the third strike. I don't know what baseball has to do with it. all right, folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is
on
the most
RBN.
Transparent administration in history.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of years.
Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Ken and Lori, take it over. I'm just going to sit back here and keep scraping my jaw up off the floor. Thank you very much.
Oh, and Ken, man, those are some solutions that we're coming up with. Finally, people, you're putting a lot of pieces together. Like you said, a lot of people have worked on that we've all built upon. And, wow. I mean,
I always look for the simplest route, and this is the hub. This is the smoking gun. Like I said, it's the most blatant agreement in history, but at the same time, it's a remedy too. And what they've done now talking about code sections, what they violated 15 USC, which is what applies to the Langham Act. False designation of origin, false descriptions and delusions forbidden. It says any person who or in connection with any goods or services or any container for goods used in commerce, any word, term, name, symbol, or device, or any combination thereof, or any false designation of origin, false or misleading description of fact, or false or misleading representation of fact, which A, is likely to cause confusion or to cause mistake or to deceive, believe as to the affiliation, connection, or association of such person with another person, or as to the origin, sponsorship, or approval of his or her goods, services, or commercial activities by another person. They obliterated that by not representing to us that MERS was a registered trademark. It's absolutely huge. I think you see that.
Yeah, and wow.
See, what they did here was they privatized trademarks, folks. They privatized it. By not disclosing us to us, they went off this thing, well, we're going to go off a well-known name here, and by our well-known name here, it's going to kind of get a common law copy or a trademark in place here, and that's what they went off of. And they misled us because of the name, mortgage electronic registration systems. Bull crap. There's no such thing as a mortgage. Not the real property. In copyright. It's in copyright, not in real property. It's a copyright. That's what people got to understand. We're dealing with that's a difficult thing for people to wrap their minds around. We're dealing with situations here that are dealing with intangibles, with things, figments of your imagination, if you will. We're not dealing with anything real.
Wow.
It's all bull. It's all bull. They create this interstitial layer where they're making tons and tons of money. They're sending us all over the world. When I talked about going back to trademarks again, the definition. When I read to you about the definition of trademarks, it's said in here. It's specifically stated in here. Corporate names, company names, business names, fictitious names. Okay, let's go back to that W-9 now. Let's go back to that again. What did I say about the W-9? You go back to the W-9, what do they talk about in here? What do we allow them to do? Sole proprietorship, single-owned LLCs, corporate LLCs, associations, clubs, religious charitable organizations, tax-exempt organizations, partnership or multi-member LLCs. Bingo. There's your connections. Tom, is your jaw on the floor?
I know, his jaw is on the floor over here. This is
not complicated, folks. It really isn't complicated. We just got to focus on the right, on the hub. This is the hub. This is the hub of everything. We don't have to go through all that. We don't have to go through all this citizenship issues or all these passport issues or any of that stuff. All we got to do is call their BS on this agreement, and they're done with. They're done.
What do you do if you didn't buy a house? And that's key to landowners were the ones that could vote that had a standing. What if you never bought a house? That's a key question that's coming through. But
well, any contract you sign, you still sign contracts. You still are lured into these contracts. That's the problem. Again, it comes down. That's why now you go to the fact that yes, I think you want to repatriate yourself and then take yourself into the private, because once you're in the private, you're above the law, and that's why they can't prosecute Hillary Clinton, because she's a private citizen now, and as a private citizen, she's above the law. So that's the same thing that we're doing. The aim that we're doing is when we get through this process, we want to put ourselves into private trust, and we're operating the private. They can't touch us. Right?
And here we are at another, exactly. We're coming up to another break. And when we get back to the other side, let's talk about why they can't touch us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where all of us from time to time find our minds to be somewhat blown against the wall, like tonight. Ken Doe's tonight. Folks, we are bringing you some quality information, and I hope that you have the patience with us very, very, very soon. I know we've been talking to you about this, but Jono has been working on this diligently, and he has been working with Ken. ResurrectTheRepublic.com is about to relaunch. It has been so overloaded with historical information and documents and everything else. Oh, I never was a one for building websites, but Jono has solved this problem, and he is taking Ken's information along with a lot of other people's information that are solution-based. But I have to say that Ken is at the top of our list for solution-based here, and he is going to be providing a very clean and easy format for all of you to access this information. If you would please kindly go to resurrectorepublic.com and click on that PayPal. You can also send your check to RBN, and please do send it in the name of Thomas Lacavera. I added Stewart as my mother's maiden name when she passed, out of honor to her. Those of you who have sent donation checks in as Thomas Lacavera Stewart, I'm having a hard time depositing those. So if you could, please, just Thomas Lacavera is good. I added Stewart, as I said, to honor my mother when she passed, in memory of her. So anyway, I'm going to, again, give the floor to Ken and Lori. I'm going to have to probably tie a bandana very tight to my head, because my head is about ready to pop with all of this information. This is some seriously interesting and very life-changing information. This could very well, if we could get enough people on the same page at the same time, to start working upon this in an orderly fashion, could you imagine, Ken, the result? So I'm going to take a step back again. Please take the floor.
I think this is world changing. To be honest with you, I think that these measures and attacking this it's lawfully correct. It's legally correct for us to take these measures. That's the whole key to this thing. The whole key to this thing is that they've mastered over so many layers of BS and deception. But when you peel back the onion, it's as simple as this. Doesn't get any, and it's all by the operation of law. It's just that we're looking at the wrong section of law.
That's true. You found that needle in the haystack, Ken.
It's I've been staring at this agreement for about 8 years, and I always knew it fit in. I just couldn't figure out where and how, and then it finally hit me. It's like, wait a second here. You know, this is because it always bothered me, because this is an underlying agreement. I've sat with attorney generals before and have gone through this agreement, and I understand now why they were taken so aback by it, and why they one of them started shaking a little bit because when he saw his agreement. I couldn't understand why, because nobody wants to deal with this agreement, because they know that this is the kill pin, and it is the kill pin. You know, when you your life is controlled by a set of electronic digital keys, a public and private key, and that key is a derivative that is being held over your head, dominion over a person, and it's done by licenses. So once you kill the license, you know, you step in as the grantee, because this agreement allows us to step right in as the grantee. You know, that's it. We step in as the grantee, we take everything back. Everything's reversionary to us. And how do we do it? We do it by revoking the Commonwealth of the State of Virginia and saying, hey, you stole our identity without our knowledge. You created all these trade names, fictitious names, business names, corporate names. And that's what we were talking about before the break.
Colossal identity theft.
Yes, and we're going back, tie it back to that W-9 form. That W-9 form tells us in there about corporations, LLCs, associations. So we agreed to that by uninformed consent, because we were never given the entirety of the forms to do so. We were just given the W-9. Say, here, sign here. This is to verify your Social Security number. So we've got these guys nailed by the cahungas. If we execute this properly, and there's not a damn thing they're going to be able to do about it. Nothing. They won't be able to do anything about it. They won't be able to stop us. Because, like I said, it's lawfully and legally correct.
Wow.
We take it all
back. I wonder what Trump would say about that.
Well, you know what? That's what I worry about Trump. I think we have to act fast. I really do. I think we have to act very fast on this. I got a lot of friends in Florida that are just, sorry, Richard, that really love Richard Trump, Donald Trump. And I kept telling him while I was down there, I was saying, you know, I don't want Clinton getting in, that's for sure. I would rather have that woman dragged by horses down the street, because she's just a criminal. For years back, or even back to your husband Bill when he deregulated derivatives. But getting Donald Trump in, you know, scares the hell out of me, because I think that If there's an Antichrist, I think he's the Antichrist. I think you should look below the lid and see the 666 there, because I think it's there. I think that people that believe that Donald Trump is going to be their savior, I think that they've got a lot of misplaced hope.
Yeah,
that's going to be dashed. That's my opinion.
People that listen to this show, while I support some of the measures that Trump stands for, people that listen to this show have been served doses of reality, and we do not look to any man as a savior around here.
We got to do it ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that this is the measure that we could. This is, you know, if there's any kind of peaceful revolution that could be launched, this is it. This is it. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 9 years, and I didn't want to do this stuff. I wanted nothing to ever do with this stuff. I mean, I was an architect, for God's sake, you know, and I end up in this stuff, you know, and there's a reason for it. And there is a reason for it. I was led to this stuff, and I didn't want a part of it. I tried walking away from this stuff many times because as I started uncovering it and started understanding it, it was just so damn ugly. I didn't want to know it. I didn't want to know any of this stuff. But whatever force is out there wouldn't let me walk away from this stuff. So there's a purpose to this. There's a purpose.
Well, you can call it whatever force is out there. I have a feeling about that, more or less. But, Ken, people like you, people like you have come along several times over the course of history. People like you have come over several times. I'm a historian, and I can tell you, people like you have come through over the course of history several times, and you offer the people solutions, you offer the people remedy, and it really ultimately it's upon the people to become responsible and diligent. In and of themselves, to be open-minded enough to accept information that they may not have considered before, and to act upon it. Now, we're going to be placing this information, like I said, I told these folks, resurrectrepublic.com. We're going to be giving Ken his own area there, where he's going to be able to post regularly. When I give you those keys, you'll be able to essentially very easily share information quickly and instantly with everyone. And we're going to organize you up, and all of this information is going to be provided there. But Ken, I have to tell you, I hear finally, really finally, not just in an abstract manner. Which, you know, there are many solutions that show us things over history, that the usurpations of and the abuses of government that have gone on, but very few of these revelations have given us true, actual remedy to do something about it. And here is where I seriously hear remedy being broadcast, and that is exciting to me.
And there is remedy here. I mean, and it's not just, you know, we've got them accepting the fact that everything is administrative. We've got them on administrative claims. Like I said, you hit their liabilities, their risk management, and their bonds, and they're out of business. That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is to hit them in exclusive equity, which I think is the best way to do it, because everything that we're dealing with, again, has to do with the remainder interest, which has to do with the estate. Or we just hit them head on with the MERS Nations Bank rebuttals and transfer the copyright and take it back that way. And there's going to be a million different ways to enforce these things. I can show you all the different agencies that they have stolen from us, or used our name to pilfer from us, to steal from us, to create income off of our. Off of our fictitious name, off our business name that they created for us, off corporate names, off of trusts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This goes to U.S. Customs, to DHS, to the agency list is endless. how they suck apart. Now this is what really should inflame a lot of people, and inflames me the most, is Own It Mortgage, for instance. Own It Mortgage, you know, they intentionally abandon their lending standards, and I can unequivocally prove that they intentionally, in conjunction with Merrill Lynch, collapsed the economy. Intentionally so. Intentionally did it. They intentionally did this because they couldn't care, because by getting people and throwing people and forcing people into bankruptcy, which is what they do, they accrue tens to hundreds of millions of dollars under each person's estate so they could steal it after they do this foreclosure. So, you know, Own It has been out of business since 2008, they filed bankruptcy. I found this year, Own It has rekindled its trademark of Own It as Own It Home Loans. Own It's been out of business for years. And what he's done is they've rekindled themselves into a company called Greenleaf. So what these SOBs are doing now, what these slime balls are doing, is they have come in and rekindled themselves as public benefits administrators. So now we got these scumbuckets who forced us into bankruptcy and forced us into becoming wards of the state. Now they're the administrators of the benefits for that they get to give us. How disgusting is that?
It is disgusting, beyond disgusting. Drawn and quartered is the term that comes to mind.
I foresee, and this is my prediction. I foresee that we're going to get this off the ground, that we're going to get people on board with this, that we're going to get people focused, that we're going to get the right forms that we need to do, which are almost done, by the way, and we're going to turn things around. And we're going to take our estates, and we're going to walk away. We're going to live our lives. We're going to let the banks and the bar attorneys get away with it, because they're going to eat each other. They're going to eat each other, because as each one of us takes away our estate and takes money away from the state's going to be scratching their head thinking, oh, God, there's our revenue chain gone out the door now, because the $1,000 that is generated from each person's $1 foreclosure is taking our money away. So they're going to start nipping at the buds of Wall Street. And who's in the middle? Bar attorneys. Let them eat themselves is the way I feel.
Well,
that's what I predict.
The only thing that I hope that does not happen, And like I've told other people when it comes to these certain revelations, is that when the banksters have their backups against the wall in history, and I'm a historian, in history, what usually happens is they utilize their corporate fascist, you know, communitarianish, totalitarian power and use the police to become enforcers and essentially hold the public hostage. That's exactly what happened during the
Revolution. Well, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen this time, and I'll tell you why. Because I think that at the end of the day, a lot of these police officers, I mean, they have families too, you know. They're being thrown out of their houses as well too. And everything that the banks have done, everything that they've done, every despicable act they've done is not hidden behind some bank secrecy laws. It's all recorded as patents to the United States Patent and Trademarks Office, available to anybody.
Well, that's a good point. You know, this is the first time in history that the steady flow of information has been readily available.
Yes.
The only problem I foresee is the fact that they have been specifically and intentionally hiring lesser intelligent folks that don't understand and propping them up with these very lucrative salaries for individuals such as those.
And well, that's a good point. But let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay,
now that you inform these lesser intelligent people, as you refer to them, that they are participants to a fraud, a massive fraud, and that you have, now that you've been informed, what are you going to do about it? You have an obligation. You can either ignore it and face a prosecution, or face losing your own house and your own financial means, or you can go to jail, or you can just fess up to it and say, "Hey, wait a second, I'm part of a crime. I don't want to be part of a crime anymore." And then all of a sudden, these people become turn about and say, "We're not going to." They become whistleblowers, essentially. Collapse the system.
Well,
collapse that part of the system. I don't want to collapse the entire banking system. That's not my intention. I don't want to collapse it at all. I just want to make it so that it's transparent, so that we all benefit from it as we should and as we were entitled to.
Absolutely, absolutely, how it should be.
Yes.
I'm going to be more optimistic than pessimistic. I just know that in historically speaking, sometimes the totalitarian armies all of a sudden show up with the boot up somebody's backside when things like this happen, and historically speaking, that has happened. But like I said, today, in today's day and age of information sharing, I really do believe they might have bitten off more than they can chew, so to speak. So
they did. I mean, I've got people I correspond with in Sweden, in Australia. I mean, people I regularly correspond with: Sweden, Australia, South America, England, South America. So I mean, these people are latching onto it. They're getting this stuff, and they don't understand why we're not getting it. they're understanding the stuff that I'm talking about more than people in this country understand what I'm talking about. You know, and that's a good and bad thing, of course, but and the bad thing about it is because we've been so deceived and dumbed down so much that but yet the foreign people that are not in the United States see the crimes more than we see them. But that's a good thing that they are, because this spreads this internationally. I do feel, I really feel in my heart of hearts that this can grow very nicely, and it will succeed.
I hope so. Folks, we will be right back with our last break. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. When we make our big tax, hey, sit down,
don't be a jerk. Robertson.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're on with Tom Lacovara Stewart, Lori, Texas 101, and Ken Dost in the last segment of the Resurrect the Republic show tonight. Ken, please share your information, how we can reach out to you before you get on to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, and any closing thoughts you may have in the last few minutes of the show.
Well, we said a lot today, didn't we?
We did.
In closing, oh, there's one other document that I forgot to mention, real quick, borrower certification authorization form. That's another form that we, and I'll just go through real quickly, that's another form that was slipped before us at the closing table, which is, and actually is, a securities bearer bond. So when they come forward to us in court and say that it's a negotiable instrument to bear, that's, again, another fallacy, another fabrication. And we don't have time to go through that document, but in summation, we've gone through a lot tonight. We've talked about the certificate of live birth. We've talked about the W-9. We've talked about, briefly here, the borrower certification authorization form. And we talked about the MERS Nations Bank Agreement, which is just the linchpin to all of this. I believe that what we need to do is we need to refocus and focus our efforts to the actual mechanisms, if you will, that we're dealing with here. And those mechanisms are rooted within trademark law, which is the Langham Act, and within copyright law, and to a lesser degree, patent law. But what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with the contract of slavery that we were lured into executing. These are all administrative processes. They're all administrative presumption. So our remedies lie within those presumptions and rebutting those presumptions to alleviate an endless stream of rebuttals. The best thing to focus on is the hub, and that MERS Nations Bank Agreement is the biggest hub of all time. And I believe that if we focus our attention to this, and we focus on the mechanisms of this, which we are, and we are working on paperwork for this, that we could turn this around very quickly, and there's not anything that they're going to be able to do about it.
All righty then. I don't think that there would be anything that they could do about it.
Nope, can't do anything about it. When we focus ourselves, and like I said, it's all lawfully and legally, by the operation of trademark and copyright, we have all rights to come in and take it all right back. We just got to do the right paperwork on it. And with that paperwork that I envision really three pieces of papers, one being a rebuttal and, a revocation in part and an acceptance in other part, and a reverse assignment to basically reverse back, because MERS is our agent. So we reverse that, do a reverse assignment back to ourselves with a reconveyance that transfers the title of the copyright back to us. So now we've cleared out the legal title.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.